The not guilty verdict for George Zimmerman and the shooting death of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida drew reaction across our region. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports the day started at the pulpit and ended in the public square.
If it were an ordinary Sunday, Democrat Bill Thompson would have just been talking about his mayoral campaign. But this wasn't an ordinary Sunday.
Before I talk about me, let me talk about us, and let me talk about Trayvon Martin.
His message to the hundreds of worshipers at a predominantly African-American church in Queens Village was to channel any anger they felt into action.
Is there anger? Yes, there is. Frustration? You bet. Let us take that. Let us turn it in to a federal investigation and make sure that then that justice is done for Trayvon Martin and his family.
Thompson wasn't the only one reacting to the verdict. Throughout the day, local politicians were putting their own spin on how what happened in Florida translates to the streets of New York. Mayoral candidate and public advocate Bill de Blasio echoed the call for intervention from the Justice Department, specifically on Florida's Stand Your Ground law. City Councilman Jumaane Williams talked about how profiling led to Martin's death and how he's trying to fight it here in the city. But the day was about more than just politicians and their issues. For many people, it was personal. A crowd started gathering in Union Square around 2 p.m. 49-year-old Mary Pinnell, who retired from the NYPD in 1999, came because her daughter is African-American.
I never want her to be able to not walk down a neighborhood and somebody feel like she don't belong. Because when you get to the root of it, that's what it was. This child did not belong in that neighborhood. This is what George Zimmerman falsely thought. I never wanted to be where my child thinks she cannot walk down in somebody's neighborhood.
As the day wore on, the crowd at Union Square mushroomed to at least 1,000. By 7 p.m., demonstrators started streaming out of the park. Rakia Mays marched with her 8-year-old son.
As a mom, Trayvon could have been my son. And with Zimmerman being found not guilty, what that communicates to me and to the entire world is that anytime our young men, particularly our young black men, leave the house, that their next minute is not promised.
NYPD officers had a strong presence throughout the day, but mostly stuck to managing traffic. For some in the crowd, marching with others was an act of catharsis.
I feel good to be part of this.
30-year-old Charles Asante immigrated to the United States from Ghana.
Finally, somebody's gonna hear our pain. It's been too long. We've been feeling this pain for too long. When justice is going to be done? 2013? Unbelievable.
His frustration was shared by many demonstrators in their chants and signs and their persistent path to Times Square, where the crowd stopped traffic and sat down on the pavement.
Stay down! Shut it down!
Later, a smaller group of about 100 made its way to Harlem by midnight. Organizers say there will be more protests in the days ahead. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.